Take two. Dead silence.
Dead silence.
That's what we like.
Yeah.
It's the sound.
That's how you test it.
Of silence.
I really actually do like dead silence for a few minutes. That way it's easier to clean up all the background noise because that's all you get during dead silence.
Sure.
Sure.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
So, you know, they've been giving us opportunities to use Throg over the last week or so. I'm having a, you know, tough time wrapping my head around him. I think I hate him and I wish he wasn't in the game, but sometimes he's devastating. Does anybody know what he does?
Well, you want to get those blue matches going right away.
Yeah.
So that he never takes damage.
Okay.
And he starts dealing damage a little bit.
And then, you know, you keep throwing your friends in the air.
Yeah.
And they heal up.
Yeah, yep. See, I really don't like the throwing the people in the air. Like, everybody goes airborne, and it's like, all right, what, I'll just sit here then? All right.
Yeah.
Well, you got to time it for when you see, like, especially with his goons that have a bunch of, like, countdown powers.
Right.
It's like, oh, right. They're all going to go off? No.
Against goons, that's okay, because they're not making matches in the meantime and generating AP.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, the AI also charges up a bunch of powers and will fire all of them in one turn, whether you're airborne or not. So if you see they've got a bunch of powers, you know, charged up from their last matches, just go airborne and let them fire all their powers in.
Yeah. He's definitely a character that takes some thinking and finesse on my part. It wasn't good.
Now, when you had to fight, like, three goons, like the henchmen that put out the threaten, where they put out their own strike tiles. I just let them put out their own strike tiles, and then before their blue tile went off, fired off my green, and it just repeated itself until they were all dead. So that was kind of fun, because there were strike tiles on the board, and it just automatically fires itself if it gets rid of one of their special tiles. It just fires again, over and over and over again, as long as it's got something to replace. So,
okay, that's wacky. All right, yeah, there was a lot going on.
I'm ready. Definitely is a lot going on.
Yeah,
muscle. Yes, the muscle. That's who I'm talking about. Thanks, Teeth.
See the bald guy?
Yeah.
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 All right, 275, right?
You betcha.
Okie dokie. Hey, big shocker. I have not heard back from the PR department at D3 yet. No, you were surprised.
I didn't know we were waiting on him.
Yeah.
Tell him I said what up.
Yeah, sure.
Ha ha.
True Believers, welcome to the 275th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got KS72, we got Sneaky Meat 15, we got this chump. How you doing?
Good, Chumpy. I suppose. I'm not in DC, so I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing well.
Good.
Today's been a relatively good day.
I've had to go to the office for 2 days straight and have been pretty much on my feet for 2 days straight.
Oh,
and I am tired and sad and cranky.
Yeah, what's with this gross going into work thing?
Yeah. Had a vendor in from out of town and, stuff. I got to go to two different offices tomorrow.
I was saying Boo Earns.
Hopefully Friday I can just stay home. Since the week of 11, no, not 11. Wow, where did I bungle that up?
Well, January 6th. Happy to go in the office. Your brain's addled.
Yeah, seriously. January 13th, still in the year of our COVID. Over your 5-day 4-star crash. As we talked last time, the second was North Star yet again. Ian didn't play.
Correct.
The seventh, however, is, well, you'll have a new one tomorrow, and it will be the Ant-Man.
All right. I'm optimistic about that.
What you got in Ant-Man land?
Let me go over to Ant-Man screen numero dos.
Oh, you got a 13 cover Ant-Man. He's just not champ.
Yep. A 3-5-5.
That sounds like you beat it previously.
It's very possible. Does he fight Teen Gene?
I don't know. I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm looking at the infographic. It still can't tie.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is. That's
MK Jensen from GoldenEye.
Oh.
She played Jean Grey in the movies.
Oh, okay.
That's where my speculation was built from.
It sounds like you're a winner.
Be sure. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, and on the 12th, it is believed to be Safari Joe.
You are correct. I looked it up. It is Teen Gene.
Nice.
Safari Joe, who does he fight?
It again.
I'll have to look him up as well. I guess I'm here, right? Yeah, I have no idea. He's not on the list. So, okay.
Again, I have him at usable. Well, I guess he'll probably take some ISO because I don't know good things about him. But I also don't know what 4-star Black Panther does. So I don't know if he's easy to stop, but I have him at a 4-3-4.
Is he the one who has the kinetic shields and the whatever's?
Yep. Fortifies things and countdown tiles and other types of things.
Yeah.
That sounds like Claw. It sounds like Kraven should have a good, a good time using his powers against him, so.
Yeah.
And I do like the fact that Kraven's going against Black Panther. Like, that's just thematically cool.
In your storyland, it's unstable ISO 8. That'll get you a BDSM and a Throg with some Heimdall shards. Placement is Elsa and Ghostpool, a.k.a. Dead Rider. I just don't know which one I like better. And your Operation Spider Silk, that'll get you Cage, Elsa, again the Dead Rider. Placement is Love Sausage and Age of Magneto shards.
Mm.
PvP land, we're between seasons. It is Nefarious Foes. That'll get you a Hood and Emma, placement Gamora, and some Apoc shards. So those will be nice. I like Apoc. Again, no real good news is good news. So we thought we would maybe look at our milestones, and since we kind of hinted on that last week.
Right.
Took a quick peek.
Let's do that, because I'm totally ready for that, because I've got Steam opened and the game's ready to go.
Woo! Nice.
None of those things are true. I'm sorry. but in all seriousness, it fortunately only took a little bit. I don't know what's going on. I have been trying some milestones at the advisement of Ray. I decided, and after we saw Teeth's lunacy, I decided that I should at least earn myself a Kraven. So I'm 64 out of 100 there on the use of boosts. Again, from what little I know about you guys, I'm sure I'm, really pulling up the rear when it comes to every milestone.
Well, I'm sure I will be somewhere in between you and Ray.
Yeah, I don't know which milestones we're looking at. The Kraven, I did get the Kraven mainly because I put on a boost and completely forgot to take it off and used up every single one. I only put one. I put a team up boost on because I was using Okoye, of course. And I used it 30 times without taking it off. And
nice.
Every time the game launched, you could ask Karen. I was very angry every game that I had forgotten, but it didn't matter. It all just went away one by one.
Right. Well, I'll look at some of these and we'll try to speculate on how much higher you guys are than me.
Okay.
All right. As far as matchmaking, my next goal is make 7,000 matches.
Mine is to make 10.
Ooh. Ray's is to make 20?
22.
Ooh.
I am at 18,900.
Oh my God, you have double what I have. I have 9,750.
I have 6,000.
I did play the PvP. I needed to, to get that accomplished before the season was over. So,
woo.
I hear you. What about using ISO to level up heroes?
I need to spend, I don't know, what is that, 500 million? I don't know, it's a lot of zeros.
I was going to say, 1, 2, 3. I need to spend a million, I think. Yes, I have only spent 800,000 so far.
Well, I've spent 1.5 million. So
okay, so I spent just over the million.
Ooh, I might be doing okay here. What about health pack use?
I've used 174.
Nope, I'm lying. I'm sorry. I've used 81.
Hey, I've used 81.
Whoa!
I tend to not use health packs.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, good one. That's one for Craig. Team ups. My next milestone's at 25. I've only used 21 so far.
Oh, I've used 48.
Wow. All right. I've used 28.
Yes!
I use team-ups to get the daily quests, and that's about it.
Me as well. You said you got the Kraven. I'm at 64, shooting for 100.
Yeah, I overshot. I'm at 125 now.
Craig, you've accidentally used hundreds of boosts, I assume?
I am at 171.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. The next
Again,
one.
Generally because I turn one on because it's needed for a daily, and I just never shut it off.
I'm going for a quick deep cut. I'm going to say we all got a zero at the next one.
I do have a zero.
Ray?
No, I've got a six.
You used 6 shields in versus?
Yeah.
Get out. Crazy Get off the talk. Show. Shame on you.
I do use some shields in order to complete because I don't. Well, I do it in bursts. So, yeah, when I go to complete the 4,000 points or whatever, I use. Yeah, I don't want to lose those points. So, yeah.
I am 0 out of 1. All right. Support levels.
Well, I'm at 150 out of 200.
Interesting. I'm at 1,141 out of 1,250.
Wait, what are we talking about? Can
give me level, level of support.
Okay. Can we go over the numbers again?
Yes. I am at 150 out of 200.
I'm at 1,141 out of 1,250.
Okay. I had trouble finding it because I've maxed it out. I'm at 5,000 of 5,000.
Oh. Lord.
I got another goose egg coming up for me. I've never collected a power for a one-star hero.
I re-recruited a one-star Spider-Man just to try to do this one. I'm at 12 out of the 15.
Yeah, I been re-recruiting a couple. I'm only at 9 out of the 15, so yeah.
Guys. yeah, now we're down to 3, 4, and 5-star heroes. Yeah. Does that sound correct? I've got 82 out of 100 3-star heroes.
237 out of 250.
It maxes out at 300. I have 300.
Nice. Oh, man. All right. Well, that's, I'll just keep it going because we're almost there. I've got 35 out of 60 as far as 4-star hero power-ups.
115 out of 150.
Ray, you're maxed out?
No, I am not. I would imagine it maxes out at 300, but maybe not. I don't know. I'm at 214 out of 250.
Okay.
Double what I got.
Well, in another easy feat, I will set the bar nice and low for collect 5-star powers for five collect powers for 5-star heroes. I'm at 2.
I'm at 16 out of 20.
And I am at 39 out of 40.
I think we're closing in on the end. Promote 2-star heroes into champions. I'm at 6 out of 7.
I must have maxed that one out because that's no longer on my chart.
Nice.
Yeah, it's down at the bottom. 14 is the max, so it's not that much.
Oh, not even. Yeah, I'm actually close. Promote a 4-star hero to a champion. Did you guys have any left to promote? Does that do it retroactively?
It's not retroactively, but anytime you level counts as a use.
No, this is a promote.
No, this
to
is
champ.
Promote 4-star hero into a champion.
Oh, then it must have been retroactive.
Okay, so you guys are both complete on that.
That is
no, I'm at 98.
Oh, 98 out of 100, which is the max.
Okay, I'm at 38 out of 40, but you know I'll get there someday.
Oh, there are only 98 4-stars? No, it's more than that.
Yeah, but 100 is the max.
Oh, okay, 100's max.
Yes. So promote. The next is to promote 5-star heroes to champions.
Yep.
I have a big fat goose egg again.
I'm at 9 out of 10.
And I'm at 41 out of the maximum 47.
Wow. Well,
and that's all I got. No. The rest of mine are in complete status.
Yeah, other than those two oddballs for Craig, that was no surprise to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to checking out Discord.
I find it amazing. I was a little distracted by the people commenting on Discord. It's amusing how close my brother and I are, even though he started playing this game way after I did. But
I'm assuming he came in after VIP started?
It was right around that time. It might have been right after. I don't remember for sure.
Rewards got drastically faster.
Oh, yeah. The rewards got way better. Yeah. Well, that, you know, he plays a lot.
He does seem to play a stupid amount of this game.
Although I do have more matches than he did, so, you know, I play quite a bit.
Yeah. I got nothing else in the news, because the rest of the news in the world is too depressing to talk about.
Well, I think the only other news I was going to throw in was, I think we started recording and said that Throg is a feeder now for Beta Ray Bill, which, of course, but, I mean, that makes perfect sense. But, I mean, of the people that I need to, you know, everybody needs to have champed, Beta Ray Bill is the most annoying of them, so... About everybody. I mean, there's so many Champ Beta Ray Bills out there anyway. It's not going to
happen. I can't fathom the fact old man plays on two separate accounts and his account is still better than mine.
I played on Steam for a while because I wanted to have the experience of starting up a new roster, but I quickly found out that I was going to burn out. Like I got to the point where I was just dreading. And I'm like, all right, Steam's done. I can't do that. So
all my Steam has belonged to Cyberpunk.
Yep, I went the other way. I had a phone account separate from my Steam account, and I burned out after like 5 minutes. I was like, nope, I'm done.
You were too busy playing the wrestling one where you can get unlimited covers for Roman Reigns.
Well, he's popular with the kids these days.
He's not. He's a chump.
He is. He's the some kind of champion.
Double chump.
Champion.
He wishes he could have been Razor Ramon, Chico.
He does.
Razor Ramon would clean his clock. All right, let's move on to the top three then. Ian, what's our category?
Oh my goodness. I believe this week we are exploring our top three 80s pop one-hit wonders. Now, to be clear, as we go into this, these are our each individual top three favorites. Without spoiling anything or going into, you know, any honorable mentions or dipping into anybody else's list, I can tell you now that I recognize that there are things on my list that are things that are not on my list that are better than the things that are on my list. And I'm okay with that because my list isn't for everybody. The list was far too vast for me to know exactly which was the best. These just happened to be some of my favorite tunes.
Yeah, this took the longest amount of time for me to compile of any of the top three that we've done so far.
Yeah, like I said, I just picked out three songs that I really enjoy every time I hear them and went with
absolutely
it.
Yeah, even with the criteria, I could barely complete the list. But I will start with my number three because it was the most contested slot. And after much toil, I finally settled on the Harold Faltmeyer favorite, Axel F.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
Bam, bam, bam. That is good stuff.
Yeah, as far as lyricless songs go, man, gold.
Yeah, definitely.
Solid gold. And it's tied to a really excellent movie.
Yeah. If it were for that movie, I doubt it would even be on my radar, but it's,
right.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, who's next?
How about Craig?
My number three is brought to you by superstar Matthew Wilder. It is Break My Stride.
Wow, okay.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
I really don't think we're getting any overlap in this one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Got to keep on moving.
It's not my list, but I respect it.
It's just a feel-good song for me. It brings back fond memories of back in the day.
Yeah, definitely. I get that.
To answer Sluggo, it was a blend of the two. Craig and I were attempting to work off one another, and it was a disaster.
Yeah, it was, but...
But it was not intended to be Rocket, which is inferior to Axel F, if you ask me. Just got a little muddled. All right. Ray, we're ready for it.
All right. So I am going to add one more little qualifier. I tried the ones I went with were because I also enjoy covers of the song. There are multiple covers of each of my top three, and I consider that a testament to those songs.
Wow. Okay, adding extra layers of flavor to this.
I had to. I couldn't get three. I couldn't do it. So, all right. So my number three is by the band that nobody cares about. Awful video, Animotions Obsession.
Yeah. I hate that song.
Is that the You're My Obsession?
Yeah.
No, I do like that song. I love that song. I had it confused with another song.
You're My Obsession.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's one of the original Stalker songs.
Animotion is solid. Yeah.
The keyboards, the drums, it's all electronic, but it's got like a techno feel before techno rock was really a thing. And by the way, I think the best cover of that song was made by the South African band Terminatrix, which doesn't have very many good songs. That's probably their best one, but it's a really good cover. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I support that. I was conflating it with a different 80s one-hit wonder. I don't want to rant about it until we're finished.
Okay.
That'll bring me to my number two. Again, because of all the shuffling, all the spots but number one were in heavy contention. But in the end, I would say that my number two one-hit wonder would be She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
That was...
She blinded me with science.
All right. Well, again, there's some contention here on the internet for people that are not following along. What are you claiming is his second top 100 Billboard hit? Skeptical. No one's ever heard of Hyperactive but you. I'm keeping it.
Oh, I think I have Hyperactive actually on a CD.
I believe you have, Craig.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going with it. I like that. I will see where Hyperactive charted, just to be sure. There's 100 backups that I have if anything gets disqualified, but I'm going with Blinded Me with Science.
All right. My number two is from supergroup Till Tuesday, Voices Carry.
They do.
I love that song.
That's a good song.
It is super 80s to me. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Oh, oh.
It's a good song. I don't think it would make my top 10, but.
Nope, that song puts me in a happy place.
Sure.
That's good. That's good. That's why it's on the list.
Yeah.
All right. My number two, I don't know that I have anything to say about it, by Soft Cell, two English fellows who made the song Tainted Love.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I really enjoy that song.
That's another one on my hate list.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, Craig, it is the favorite song of one of your greatest and oldest nemesis.
I know it is.
Okay, that's why.
Okay, I didn't know if that's where you're going. But...
Yes, that's exactly why. I can't stand it because of that woman.
Yeah.
Well, that does put a big negative note on it, because I'm pretty sure I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
but the cover of Tainted Love by Marilyn Manson for the, what is it, Not Another Teen Movie?
Sure.
Whatever movie it was. Really good cover.
They put out surprisingly good covers.
Some of them are a little annoying, but...
My son was listening to, they did a cover of... This is Halloween from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, they did.
Fantastic.
Yeah. They're above 50% on their covers, I would say. So, yeah.
All right. We're into the home stretch. This is probably the only one where I think there could be some crossover.
All right.
But that's why I went first, because it'll spoil Craig's and not my own. my number one is definitely Major Tom Coming Home by Peter Schilling.
I can see that.
He is amazing.
He is amazing with his reimagined story of the adventures of Major Tom where he gets home safe. He is like, you know what song I like? Space Oddity. But I don't like how it ended. I'm going to change it.
Hey, Ian, my number one song is Coming Home by Peter Schilling.
Yes!
It was on my honorable mentions. It was one of the ones that I had struggled with. So yeah.
That song is so freaking good.
It is a really good song. I figured that I had a 50-50 chance. I really like that song the best, which is why I went with it. But I thought there was a good chance that your number one song was Vienna by Ultravox.
It almost made it. I think it ended up in the top five. Because, man, I love Vienna. But I kept it off the list.
Oh, no, I went too soon. Gray, I hope your top song wasn't Vienna by Ultravox.
Weirdly, it actually was not.
Oh, good.
Whew. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we shouldn't.
Okay. Yeah, no, we should not. I don't want to get sued again.
All right.
Anyway, that's a great song. Good for you, Peter Schilling.
My number one song, if you've paid attention, this actually should be kind of obvious, at least to one of our listeners, has been featured in pop culture since it came out. It's been on The Simpsons. It's been on Family Guy. It's been sung by the characters in pop culture all over the place.
Bird is the word?
Gary Numan's Cars.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song. And I would also say that the best cover of it is by the band Fear Factory, which also features Gary Numan. He sings half the lines in it. But
best cover was by Gary Numan. That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great tune.
But I mean, Homer Simpson has sung it. Stewie and Brian, or Stewie sung it to Brian. It's pervasive in the culture, so
now again, like I said at the start of this, though, everything I liked that was on this list, Craig and I were just saying there were so many things right outside of this
I really wanted to
include Life in a Northern Town by Dream Academy, but I just couldn't.
It's a good song,
but yeah, I recognize that as far as 80s pop one hit wonders, things like Take On Me and The Safety Dance are far more popular and probably better than some of these songs that I listed. But there's just not room on a top three for all the excellence that was 80s pop one-hit wonders.
Yeah, I had several that really struggled with. The Church's Under the Milky Way.
Wow, that's a good song. Like, that's a legit good song, though.
Modern English, I'll Melt With You.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
XTC's Dear God.
Fight that. XTC is not a one-hit wonder.
Well, yeah. See, also, L.A. Guns was on the VH1 one-hit wonders list with Ballad of Jane. They are nowhere near a one-hit wonder, which is why they didn't make my list.
Right. I agree with both of those things. I don't think that they, XTC had a ton of, well, not a ton, but it had several hits.
Right.
I will take the Dukes of Stratosphere version of XTC and listen to that, those albums for hours.
Aren't they making plans for Nigel?
They are. They're always making plans for Nigel.
They are. I think about that song every time I think about Ray's wife.
Yeah, I know. It makes me laugh every time she talks about him. I'm like, ah. Yeah.
Me too.
I'm always making plans for Nigel.
For Nigel.
My wife's Nigel cousin is named Nigel. It's the we got a lot of question marks in Discord.
All right. Well, that was a good top three. Thanks, guys.
Sluggo was surprised we didn't mention Jenny.
Oh, it's a great song. Again, like I said, too much.
The phone number that used to ring the place of work where Ray and I both worked.
It still does, actually, except that place is now Penn State.
So, oh, really? You have that number now?
Yeah, the local exchange is owned by Penn State, and the people who own that number put that song there. So if you call that number with our area code, you will get Jenny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Things to do after the show.
I'm thinking about things to do right now.
Actually, they might have had to restrict it because of the whole copyright issue. It may only work if you're on campus.
Oh, that is bunk.
I know they had to put a restriction on it.
But yeah, I'm surprised that didn't make any lists. I'm surprised that no one was hanging out with poor old Johnny Ray.
Come on, Eileen. Johnny Ray.
But yeah, there were some. There's just too many. The list is vast. I hope everybody has their own. I hope everybody enjoyed that list.
I don't know, Ray. It's just ringing.
Well, like I said, it may be restricted. You're not on campus, so.
Well, Craig does that quietly by himself. I'm going to introduce my own segment.
Yeah.
Eventually, someone picked up and said, "Hey, hello." So I hung up.
You should have said, "You're not Jenny."
I panicked and hung up.
That's embarrassing. That's good stuff.
That's a good top three right there. All right, Ian, hit us with some trivia.
All right. So, remind me, did I ask you about Captain America last week?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I feel like there is a chance that I asked who was the doctor that turned Steve Rogers into Captain America.
That sounds right.
Okay, good. I was going for a theme this week or this month, so this will keep me on that theme. The answer to that is Dr. Erskine. It's I'm underwhelmed by my own trivia sometimes. This is one of those times. But I'm definitely going for a sliding scale. Since the week before that, we were talking about Doctor Strange, who is the best of all doctors. Now we're talking about this person who is the okayest of all doctors. Now I will work on someone who is, I don't know, I want to say the worst of all doctors, but we'll see. In the film The Winter Soldier, Cap and Black Widow went to go talk to an evil scientist who now lives in a computer. I was looking to see who that scientist was. Used to work for the Nazis, came to work for America. They uploaded his consciousness into a computer, and now he fires drone missiles at you.
I know the scene, I don't know the name.
I have seen this film, yes.
Okay, yes, now take it. I'll take it.
I could not tell you the name of the doctor, though.
Good. That's what makes it kind of trivia. I'll be back next week with another doctor-related answer.
All right. Wally, what you got in the mailbag? He is muted.
Yeah, apparently I muted myself. Wow.
I mute myself. I want you to know.
All right.
Does that count? Was that 89 or was that 90?
I don't know when that song came out.
Well, someone Googled the vinyls.
91.
91. Okay, good.
When I say copyrighted material, I mute myself. Oh.
Could explain a lot. So we don't have a whole lot, just a couple comments, but D-Wing was one of them, so we do have a wall of text.
Nice.
He says, Jim Dale should be the only audio version of Harry Potter. He got into Guinness Book of World Records for one of the Potter books for having used the highest number of individual character voices ever used in an audio recording.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Jim Dale.
Oh.
I very much enjoyed the Jim Dale versions of the Harry Potter books.
He also then put in an addendum, I would allow reading by Rob Paulsen. So, I have no idea who that is, but...
His name was Robert Paulsen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought of.
Rob Paulsen is the guy who does Brain.
Oh, okay.
In Pinky and the Brain. He also does tons of other voices, right. But...
Craig's approach to stealth missions in video games is painfully on brand. Yep, I think it is. Yeah. As is Ian's game transaction philosophy of I give you money, you give me game. I feel like Mandy Patinkin with Vizzini as he describes Craig's quote-unquote charm. You keep using that word. Throg's feeding of Beta Ray Bill will make Ray staggeringly happy, I think. Not really. It really didn't. I mean, partially because I already am champed, but... And as far as the top three, Ian's justification of Dream Samurai as choice, I was not ready to start the new year with so much synergy between Ray and Craig. That is true. I was surprised by that as well.
That was weird.
So glad Ian wasn't adversely affected by Alvin. Sad, my flirtation with the Sharpie D-enemy list. Glorious, Ian's rage at having to say Kirk Cousins is our QB out loud. slight dig.
Yeah, that was good. Fair.
Okay. However, Ray wins the episode for what that movie needs. He says it was just mwah. I don't remember what I said that about, though.
I have no idea.
Not a clue. Oh, well. But I enjoy winning the episode. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well done giving Mysterio a turn in team-up time. That was an entertaining group. Yeah, you're welcome. And... does Craig have actual criteria for moving on from the year of our COVID?
When I can take my wife places again. So it's going to be the year of our COVID for another year and a half.
Yeah, probably.
So, just deal with it.
We do all know somebody who got a vaccine, though. So, that's nice.
That's what true. I hear.
Yep. Yep. My wife got her first dose today.
Right.
February something is the next dose.
Yeah, what is it? Is it 4 weeks or something like that?
It depends on which one it is, but...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask her if it was the Moderna or the Pfizer.
She posted a picture. It was the Moderna one.
Oh, good. I feel like that one has fewer side effects. Hmm. Fewer potential side effects.
I haven't spent that much time because it's not going to be available for me for quite a while.
Right, right. I'm not expecting one until May or June at the earliest. Right.
And we did get a post from, on the D3 forum from TDJR author who says, Rose, I'm a special effing snowflake that the whole world revolves around and the whole universe has to cater to my own selfish whim. Tyler is the worst companion in the New Who history. She is equivalent. She is the equivalent of Poochie. I think that's a Ren and, or not Ren and Stimpy,
Simpsons,
Absolutely.
She and her memory
just flew to outer space.
She and her memory must be killed with fire. Wow, that's pretty
I'm assuming he's never actually seen an episode of Doctor Who then.
And is just trolling? I wouldn't surprise me.
Because that's just ludicrous talk. That doesn't even make any sense.
Except the whole, the whole world revolves around me, the universe has to cater to my selfish whim. I mean, that sounds like he's seen her.
Have you seen Rose Tyler? And especially if you've seen that same actress in her other TV show? Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I have any of those things, but I'm going to go to the internet and ask right now.
She has a show where she plays a girl that you give money to for favors.
Oh.
And it is delightful.
And also he said, and here's to Batroc finally joining MPQ this year. Because I don't think he can get away from that. So there you go, the mailbag. It is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
to pump
you up.
You up.
Ian didn't clap.
It happened, believe it or not. No clap. I'm going to go check my infographic. That'll help. Nope, I bungled everything. Oh, I fixed everything. All right. Let's see what I know about 3 stars, and then we'll talk about 4 stars, which I also know nothing about. Yep, see, because we already start with Captain Marvel. I'm not sure what the 3-star one does. I think a red will be increased red damage. Even 3-star Daken I'm sketchy on. He's probably just like 2-star Daken, so I'm going to assume that his strike dials are more potent and that his healing is... does he heal?
Yeah.
Yep, he heals.
He heals and
his healing is improved, and the damage he does when he activates his blue is probably increased. The good Dr. Octopus, he does damage depending on what type of tiles he shuffles during his board shuffle. The attack tiles that he makes when he matches away special tiles will be increased, and the damage that he does with his green also increasing this week. Hawkeye. He probably has a few of his blues that will be affected. I know some of them actually do damage, and they don't just make charge tiles or stun you or do confusing things. His other two abilities I've never used, so I don't know what they do. Falcon, recently reworked. His projectiles will be stronger, the damage putting out projectiles does will be better, and the level to which he increases tiles during a yellow match will be much better. Now, let's move on to the infographic, because this comes with not only graphics, but information, making it, you guessed it, an infographic. Looks like Jubilee is boosted this week, one of Craig's all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Apparently her yellow deals damage, so you can get more damage out of that. Oh, this, she's also, is she recently reworked? She's very recently reworked.
Was she?
Yeah, I think she was like 2020 reworked.
Really?
I thought they made her better.
I don't know, Samurai says no.
If they did, she still stinks.
Yeah, they did, and she still stinks, but I thought they were making changes to her when they made changes to a few other people. Was she recently boosted? No, not in this kind of... Nah, I don't know. I could have sworn. I don't know if they changed any of her abilities. I thought they just tried to make her do more damage and have more hit points or something like that. Well, either way, her pink does a little bit of damage, and her green does almost no AoE, so enjoy.
Still purple.
Oh, right. You know, well, the worst part is, in the infographic, it genuinely looks purple. looks like Mockingbird is boosted, so you can do awesome amounts of damage with her red.
Yeah, that bombshell blows up. Look out.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And then Secret Mission will give you bonus match damage. So she's a useful person to see increased. Recently, we worked Sue Storm. Does a lot of damage with her green and better protect and strike tiles with her yellow and blue, respectively. The all-new, all-hit Scorpion is boosted for what I assume is the first time.
Well, honestly forgotten that this was a character.
People were all about him.
Yeah.
Because he refills his own stuff.
He's really strong.
Yeah, yeah, he makes his own stuff, and you can do 3 stingers in a row.
Yeah, I remember all that it fired that purple, and it charges itself back up. But
yeah.
I legitimately forgot he was a character. No, it appears in front of my face again.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I hear you. So anyway, those consecutive damages are going to be improved. His strike tiles better when he sprays you with acid. And he makes strike tiles occasionally as well with his other abilities. Man, he makes strike tiles. Oh, so that's so he can do enough damage to refill himself. I like it.
Samurai has backtracked and said Jubilee was tweaked.
Thanks. How dare you deceive me? Make me doubt myself.
Barely, though. He says her yellow damage went up a hair and her purple was made a little cheaper.
That still counts for Ian. Sorry, that is recently reworked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good job, Ian.
I didn't know Vision was recently reworked.
Vision was reworked?
Yeah.
Did they fix him back to that time he was broken when he was good?
No, they didn't make him good. They just...
Man, I missed that like 2 weeks.
Yeah, made things a little cheaper and made things marginally more powerful. And lastly, but not leastly, which Spider-Man is this? 2020? Spider-Man 2021 is boosted, and his black damage is going to be increased, and then he'll do extra damage based on how Harbingers of Heroes works, but it involves more colors than I understand. So, looks like this week you have a couple. I mean, clearly Mockingbird's good times. Scorpion's kind of popular. But let's see what Samurai has to say. I feel like his wisdom, except when it comes to Jubilee being reworked, is greater than mine. Okay, you've got 2 real options on the 4-star level. Mockingbird's bombshell is insane when it's boosted. And if you got Scorpion decently covered at this point, try pairing him with Falcon and Invisible Woman. They make a decent PvE team when you couldn't afford to slowly build up a strong array of special tiles. There you go. See? That was way more insightful. Like, the first part was totally on brand for what I would tell you. Use red. It blows up good. The other one, actual team that you could move through. So anyway, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to our sponsor,
Mr. Fox. Hey, on a side note, Ian, have you watched any of the Cobra Kai yet?
I watched the first 2 episodes. Possibly the first 3 episodes, but I'm not sure.
Man, I just watched season 3 over the weekend. That's good stuff.
Nice.
I very much enjoy the Cobra Kai.
I don't, it's another one. Like, Kelly and I both liked it. I don't know why we stopped, but we stopped.
Yeah, the new season came out on, like, the 1st, and I just watched it.
Nice. I'll give it a chance.
Let's head over to team-up time, though.
The Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Okay.
I blame Kurt.
I couldn't have been intentional, but it was incredibly well-timed.
Nope, it was mistimed text about our weekend D&D game.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually blame the person who started the conversation, who knows that we're recording a podcast.
Yeah, well, the two people who are in the podcast, yeah, both know we're recording a podcast.
So this week, I don't remember who...
So we're definitely not blaming one of the hosts who, while they've had access to a cell phone for most of their adult life, didn't know how to put it on mute yet?
I would say that. I didn't get a cell phone until I was, like, 30 years old. That ain't my dad. That's a cell phone. I threw it on the ground.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I didn't know where he was going. For a minute, I thought he was going to do a... All right, Dad, and I'm Doug. But it went in a weird different direction. Tell us about team-up time,
right? Yeah, let's do this. So I don't know who submitted this, but yeah, for some reason I didn't copy. I just don't remember to copy people's names on. But there was a discussion previously about spider teams. And hey, this will be relevant since one of the spider... people is boosted. Wanted to touch on Gwen, Iron Spider, and 2099. They are now my go-to PvP defense team. That sounds pretty strong for a 4-star team. So,
right.
Very little non-passive power overlap, which means that the AI isn't wasting time firing, you know, using up your AP on the wrong powers. Web tiles are not owned by either team, so... they aren't targeted as special tiles. He says, I don't have enough Beta Ray Bill and Polaris to make people skip, but I get defensive wins every three or four battles as people don't go in with a team to overcome the burst healing that Gwen does. So you've got Gwen using the burst healing. That's where your yellow gets used up. The proportional punch that Iron Spider has is probably where you're going to be using up your red. All three of them are really strong at putting out all the web tiles that you're going to need. I mean, Gwen not so much, but she can put out tiles and does so when you heal up. Iron Spider and 2099, they just do it all the time. You're just going to be flooded with... which means that Iron Spider isn't going to be taking much damage because of his quick reflexes, and it also means increased damage. Isn't proportional punch based on web tiles? Yeah.
Number of web tiles, yeah. It certainly is.
So it's an interesting team. He says it works well in defense of PvP, which I find very interesting because, man, that PvP is getting rough. But so I think you would have to have Gwen at a 5-3-5 because you're not using her red. Iron Spidey, I am not sure about him. I currently have him at a 4-4-5. And I really am not sure I would change that, but I think an argument could be made. And Spidey 2099, I have at, well, currently a 3-5-5, but I'm just not sure that's going to do it because you're going to want to be able to stun with his blue. So you might want to alter him up a little bit. Maybe a 5-3-5? I don't know. Not sure. But in any case, give him a whirl. Apparently they're stronger than you think, especially since 2099.
Like how unhelpful that character build portion of the segment was.
Yeah, not that much.
I have them at 3 powers in any order you want. I don't know.
Yeah, just test it out. Let me know how it works. What works? So yeah, I should cue Thwip Thwip Pow in there somewhere, but
for sure. Thwip Thwip Pow.
In any case, that's your team for this week. Thanks as always to Unify.
Unify. Oh, my goodness. So I don't want to, torpedo any potential future sponsorships, but I ate some Domino's Pizza Hut for dinner. It's just terrible. It's so bad. My stomach is sad. My mouth is sad. I feel sad. It's really some of the worst pizza I've ever had.
That pizza was bad and you should feel bad.
I do. And it was.
I just watched that episode. I finally got to see the episode where he says that.
Ian, yeah, you got Steam open?
I do.
Great, open up some tokens.
Oh my goodness, token opening. Well, I still got to launch the game. I only had Steam open. Hey, look, you can buy a Legion cover.
It's almost like somebody
and
told
Ragnarok.
You.
Ragnarok hanging out with him for no reason. Just buddies. Buddies for life. All right, let's see what I got cover-wise. I got one cover. Let's see if there are any more five stars in that cool chin cleft. Not for me, but fortunately it's even better. It's MODOK Afterburner.
All right.
I got eight covers to open, so.
I got five. You want to go or you want me to go?
Go ahead.
All right. First one is Lisa Needs Braces. second one is a Bucky. Number three. Ooh, Polaris. That's nice. Earhole. A second Bucky. And nope. 5 4 stars. Domino. Sad times for me again. That means Ray will get 3 5 stars.
Well, we can hope. All right. Eight to go. Hey, the first one's a purple.
Nice.
It is a Heimdall Prismatic Cleave. I'm quite sure that's going to be useful. The second one is Ghost Rider. Number three. Yeah, you're right. It's the second purple.
Yeah.
Yes.
Weighed and Measured for Deadpool.
Ooh.
All right, it's getting ridiculous. I got a second Prismatic Cleave for Heimdall.
Nice!
I don't know where I'm at, but it's a 4-star. Thanos. Three left is another 4-star. Another Thanos. A lot of repeats going on here, but all right. 4-star Thing. And finally, a 4-star Talos.
Wow. Yeah, 3 out of 8. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Shame on you.
Would never complain about that.
Yeah, the rich get richer. You know how it is.
So my Heimdall is now at a 2.52, not exactly the optimal build. And Deadpool is at a 1.44.
Well done, sir.
All right, then. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on that podcast network?
Ooh, Nelly. I'm going to leave it for the listeners to find out, because truthfully, I'm never sure. A lot of activity, though. It is the Soon to Be Named Network. You can check it out at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is this podcast alongside several others to help fill up your podcasting window of the day. So, Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Go easy on the Pizza Hut.
That is easy for me to do.
Yes. Elsewise, negative.
Because I can count on zero fingers the number of times I've eaten at a Pizza Hut. All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions, convert them to Klingon, send them to Ray. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, if it was easy, everybody would do it. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.